Raging wildfires have scorched a record number of acres and killed at least 31
people. The death toll continues to climb from those devastating wildfires.
Last year, wildfires scorched a landmass nearly five times the size of Yellowstone National Park. It was the largest area burned since reliable records began. Fires are getting bigger and hotter and more devastating than ever before. But what all that fire means and what to do about it depends on who you ask.
The experience of a forest taking fire is really something.
Not only a gift to us, but it's more of a gift to the land.
There will always be fear of fire, I know that, and I don't pretend there won't be, but in certain situations, there shouldn't be.
I'm Justin Angle, and for the last couple years, I've been talking to scientists, historians, and firefighters themselves to hear their stories.
You owe it to the guys that died.
I wanted to figure out, how did we get here?
We're going to knock fire out of the landscape.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
It was a crazy ambition.
And where do we go?
It just, knowledge is freaking power.
I'll talk about it in a calm way, but this is me hitting the panic button.
Am I making any difference here with the science? That's what I wonder sometimes.
This is Fireline, a six-part podcast series from Montana Public Radio and the University of Montana College of Business about what wildfire means for the West, our planet, and our way of life. Coming March 9th, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.